The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago! So my boss at TV, John Shipman, just texted, damn straight, ILL. Take that, Shay. How about that? All I responded was,
I love Ship.
INI. Ship's the best. Yeah.
He is. He's really the best.
He is. He got blasted by Dave Wanstead on when we were doing a feature because he has the mini candies in the little jack-o'-lantern plastic bucket in his office.
Ship does, right?
Yes.
I assume not Wanstead.
The little individual. Okay. Yeah, Ship. Wanstead doesn't have an office. And he said Ship is not committed when he doesn't have the big bars in there.
That's great.
So good.
That's really good. That's yeah. Really funny.
Dave, what's your favorite Halloween candy? I got to go with those peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah, they'd be called. Yeah, give me a peanut butter cup.
That'd be called Reese's. Yeah, I think Reese's is the most. I think Reese's is the most overrated candy in the world.
You're so wrong.
No,
I'm not. Oh my God, I'm not a peanut butter and chocolate guy. So I don't buy them. I don't eat them. Yeah, no interest.
It's like two of the best things ever: peanut butter and chocolate. How are you not a peanut butter and chocolate guy?
Don't like it.
What's the top draft pick? What's the top candy for you then, Cap?
Probably either a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. All right. I mean, it's
a little bit of Snickers. There's a little peanutty in there, but it's not peanut butter or whatchamacallit's a good bar or a good old fashioned Hershey's bar is good. $100,000 bar, 100-gram bar.
I've had the whatchamacallit, but I can't remember it. Which one's is that? The caramel and like Rice Krispie and chocolate sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but Reese's, wildly overrated.
I just feel bad that you don't like chocolate and peanut butter. That sucks. I wish your life was easier, I guess, is
like,
what I'm saying.
I don't eat them, but if I did, peanut butter and jelly? Yeah, the jelly's fine. The peanut butter and the chocolate part, I don't like. And I love chocolate.
Sure. Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's just... And it's always been this way for you? It didn't just like turn at some point?
Always.
Wow. You ever tried them frozen? You ever tried a frozen Reese's?
I just don't like the chocolate and the peanut butter, so I wouldn't even bother.
It's not going
to
matter. Oh, God, I feel bad. All right. Well, I'm glad you got yours. I'm glad you got your Kit Kat. I'm glad glad you got your Snickers.
So if Ship would be more committed, maybe, the large bars would be much more appreciated around the office. Anyway, let's get to some NFL football stuff. Carmen and Peggy, by the way, are live from Twin Peaks in Irving, Texas. Bleck and Abdallah are in here at 10. Carmen and Peggy live from Twin Peaks in Irving, Texas, 12 to 2. Waddle and Sylvie, 2 to 6. Meller and Aki, 6 to 7. And we'll have Tracy give us the weekend weather at 9:50. So we'll get a Dallas forecast from her as well. What do you want to see from Justin, from the offense? Shay just wants to see the kid not on a gurney being taken to the team plane, basically, right?
Just keep him upright. Keep him alive. Survive this game. I told you last week I thought they could keep it close against the Patriots. I wasn't stunned they won. I was stunned how they won. I don't think they can keep it close with Dallas. And going up against Micah Parsons and that pass rush, it's not just Micah Parsons. Keep him upright. Survive this game, get back, and then we'll talk about seeing more progress.
Yeah, I can't just wave the white flag. I don't think they're going to win. I can't wave the white flag and just say to you, just survive. Please don't be on a gurney getting on the plane. I want to see them compete. You might fall short because you're out talented. That's okay. I just don't want to see us in the fetal position, and it's 47-3.
I want to see the offense make that next adjustment, right? They did their quarterback run thing against the Patriots. That was kind of a big wrinkle. That bought them a lot of time and space, I thought, for some other plays. I saw them rebound a little bit from a bad second quarter, rebound a lot from a bad second quarter, and that was big. I think it's all right. Like, even if it fails, I still think it's fair to ask an NFL offense, an NFL quarterback, an NFL offensive coordinator to make that next adjustment, to show me that next little wrinkle off the plan that they had against the Patriots, whether that's, you know, zone read stuff, adapting from the quarterback run stuff that they saw that they did last week. Whether it's continuing to move Justin Fields outside the pocket, adjust that launch angle, just run the ball. You know, the Bears can run the football. And even against this Dallas team, like, because they're a great defense, that doesn't mean that you need to necessarily abandon those things. You can still run the football and get Justin in a position where he's got a better chance at succeeding, you know, 3rd and 4 as opposed to 3rd and 6. I think it's fair to ask for those things, even if those things end up failing, even if that 3rd and 4 turns into a sack by Michael Parsons because, you know, the offensive line is bad, or because Michael Parsons is great. Either of those two things could happen. But I think it is, I think we need to start asking to see those kind of things proceed for the Bears, because they told you it's time. They use that 10 days to go ahead and make that adjustment and be a better squad, come up with a better game plan. I think it's fair to start asking for those things after the first 8 weeks of the year.
The key for this game, I would like to see the Bears' defensive backfield. They're going to get a real test here, because whether it is Ezekiel Elliott, we don't think he's going to play, or it is Pollard, who's really good and really fast, plus CeeDee Lamb, plus Michael Gallup, plus Dalton Schultz, plus the legs of Dak Prescott. I want to see them be able to not get picked apart. I'd like to see Dak get some pressure. I'd like to see Dominique Robinson and Travis Gibson, some of these young, Muhammad, these players that are here now with Robert Quinn playing for the Eagles, I'd like to see them get some pressure on the quarterback. Is that too much to ask?
No, I'm with you there. Remember, I mentioned it earlier in the show, they were under center a lot in their last game against the Lions, something that Dak Prescott hadn't done in his years past. They passed out of play action a lot. So I kind of want to see, like, listen, I'm all for quarterback pressure. I think mentioning Travis Gibson and the rest of those young defensive linemen, that all matters. I'd like to see Kyler Gordon continue to play pretty well, you know? I mean, they've thrown the other way. They've gone away from Jalen Johnson. Teams against the Bears have tried to go away from that side of the field. Kyler Gordon's been tested. I thought he played pretty well. I'd like to see a little bit more out of the kid. I don't think that just because he's given up the numbers he has, and they've not been terrible, but they've thrown at him because they've stayed away from it. You know, they've gone to his side of the field. I'd like to see more development there too. A few more steps in the right direction, because, yeah, CeeDee Lamb's good and Michael Gallup's all right, but I think most would tell you that this Cowboys receiving core could use a little bit more to make it elite and put this Cowboys team really on the forefront of challenging the Eagles in the NFC. So I think there's some opportunity there. I think at least there's a good challenge there for Kyler Gordon to step up.
Here is Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach, on Justin. Okay. It's playing.
Effusive in his praise. I mean, he's just all about him, isn't he?
Try that again. Nope. No luck.
Are you sure you're not playing the cut of Mike McCarthy in Green Bay answering why he didn't or did challenge, just not saying anything?
That's a possibility. But
Mike, why won Super Bowl in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers? Silence? All right, great. Good talk.
We'll try and get that back for you, because I thought it's interesting to hear his perspective on Justin. I would love to have known, if you asked him that before Monday night, would his perspective have been any different? Or did that perspective change because of what you saw him do to the New England Patriots? So we'll see if we can get it rectified and play it for you. Yeah, let's hear it. Here it is now.
Fields is dynamic. I mean, I was so impressed with them Monday night. I thought they did a really nice job coming out of their bye week. You know, they hit some, you know, some scheme runs, you know, in the game against New England. So, and that's what you really pay attention to. So he can make plays. He's a playmaker. So, but yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, more Jalen Hurts is probably a good comparable, and you know, just the way they play, and really the stress that they put on you, your run defense, with the quarterback emphasis. I mean, he's, you know, we're treating him as a primary ball carrier, and you have to, because he can change the game.
So they're going to treat him as a primary ball carrier. Does that help our running backs if that's the way they're looking at Justin, or it's all one and the same?
You know, I don't know exactly how they want to scheme that. I don't. It doesn't sound to me like that's QB spy stuff with Parsons or anybody else. I don't think that's all that scary a defense in the NFL. You know, that kind of scheme. That's kind of, it allows for a lot of options to be made by quarterbacks who kind of know what they're doing, and offenses that have a little bit of a plan. And that hasn't described the Bears for more of the season than some of it. I think, though, what you're hearing, what I hear in Mike McCarthy talking about Fields is kind of what you hear coaches and evaluate quarterbacks like. You know, you worry about the flashes, and you see some of those flashes that Fields has had up into the Patriots game, and then you include it, and you go, well, this guy can beat us. This guy's got the ability. He's got the talent. Coaches get, you know, everything bad is going to happen on Sunday. You know, that's kind of how head coaches have their mindset, their mentality. And Fields can make you have a bad day if you're allowing him to have more flashes than your guy, I think.
All right. What chance do you give the Bears to win on Sunday in Dallas? FPI says almost 85% Cowboys are going to win. What chance do you give them? And you'll hear from Robert Quinn, his response to Roquan Smith's emotional reaction to Quinn being traded. That's next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Jay Hood Show on ESPN 1000. Connor McKnight in for Hoodie. He's over in the Indiana Dunes for a few days with his wife. He'll be back with us middle next week. And Tuesday, I still can't get a straight answer from Danny. I'm doing the show Tuesday at Espresso in Bannockburn, which my favorite breakfast place, Espresso, there or Glenview. And I said, okay, why? We think you need to get out among the people.
You do. You do. You need to be out among the people.
When's I'm always out among the people. I am a man of the people. I'm out all the time.
I didn't say you're not a man of the people. That's different. You are a man of the people. But when's the last time that you've been out among the people? You had the awesome the charity walk. You know, that was fantastic. But that's not a show where you're out there, you know, talking, moving, touching the people. I mean, this is going to be good for you. I think you need this.
Do you know, yesterday I came home and there's a FedEx at my door. I'm not expecting a FedEx. I'm like, who's FedExing me something? It was a thin little FedEx envelope. I open it up. Hey, Cap, count me in. I'm always going to support that walk. And it was a large check. Kyle Hendricks.
Oh, no way. What a good dude. Way to go, Kyle.
That's the third year in a row. And I'm not talking about like a $500 donation. I'm talking about like in the thousands. Bernie's
book
bag.
I was once mistaken for Kyle Hendricks at Southport Grocer, just down the street from Wrigley Field. I was just ordering a coffee. I was covering a playoff game over there. I think it was 2015.
Uh-huh.
And the nice woman at the counter was like, oh, what a wonderful – it was a beautiful day. I think it was game – they got beaten 4 by the Mets, right?
In 2015? That was 2015, yeah.
2015. So I think it was – I was going to cover game 3, went over to get a coffee at Southport Grocer. Great place. You've been, right?
Fantastic. I have.
So you go, you get the cup of coffee, and I'm like, oh, you know, it is a beautiful day. I'm just headed over to the ballpark for work. And this kid who's behind the counter is pouring a coffee. He turns real slow, like while he's pouring the coffee, looks at me and goes, "Are you Kyle Hendricks?" Because that's the only professional athlete anyone could ever mistake me for. And even still, Kyle is more built and more athletic than I ever look walking in for a cup of coffee. And I just looked at the kid and I go, "Yes, I am." And then I walked over to the ballpark. It was a good day.
Yeah, you got Kyle Hendricks. I've been mistaken for Michael Keaton a lot.
Okay, I can see it.
I've got Michael Keaton. I got Ryan Sandberg once. I was walking out of the ballpark and guy said, "Hey, Rhino, will you sign this for my kid?" I'm like, "I'm not Rhino." He's like, "I understand you don't want to raise, you know, get people crazy, but I know it's you. Would you sign this, please? My kid
should have signed it."
I did. "Take a picture with my son, please, Rhino." I'm like, "I'm not Ryan Sandberg." He's like, "I won't say it loud. He's you're his favorite player. Please, could you please take?" Okay, fine. Give me that. I signed the ball. Ryan Sandberg, and we took a picture. This kid has a ball and a picture of me in his house, thinking he's Ryan Sandberg.
Cap, so great. Hold on 1 second. Shay, get the pen. I am looking at the online menu for Espresso right now, where you'll be doing the show on Tuesday. I just clicked order for later. There is, if you go to Egg Meals online, right? There is the David Kaplan on the menu.
That's true.
How have you not mentioned this?
Do you know what else on the menu, Connor? When you order the David Kaplan on the physical menu at the restaurant, next to it, it says, "Take that."
Come on. How have we not discussed this? You have an item on a menu somewhere. Cap, this is huge.
Yeah, it's my guy, Gus. Konstantinos Louvros, my guy. He's the owner of the Espresso Empire.
What is the David Kaplan online? You click it and it just starts yelling at you. It starts yelling at you. Eli's not going to the Hall of Fame.
The description's on the menu.
It says the Bears have no talent. I don't know what that is about. All it says the David Kaplan, and then underneath it says the Bears have no talent.
It's weird. I can add on. Okay, so I click the David Kaplan and I can get all kinds of different toasts. And then for an extra $1.50, it will tell me that Kyle Schwarber is a beer league softball player, which is I'm all about. I'd rather have feta, but if it just wants to put that on there, that's fine with me too.
No, it's a mixture of eggs and egg whites.
Okay.
There is some diced bacon in there and smashed avocado and then sliced tomatoes on the side.
Is it a scrambler or is it an omelet?
You can do it either way.
Okay.
Your preference. I like a flatter omelet, not the puffy kind. I don't like the puffy omelet.
So I could order the David Kaplan, make a pick, and then change it later if I really had to.
It's cooked in olive oil.
Okay. Well, that's the way you cook eggs.
When the server drops the plate off, they will tell you to bet the horses at Club Hawthorne.
Correct. And then they'll say, "Take that." Correct.
Under the plate, it comes with a horse you really like over at Club Hawthorne. That's
correct.
You got to lift the plate, and there's a horse tip for you.
Play the 10 horse in the 7th race. Yes.
I had no idea, man. Congratulations. That's the dream. Having a menu item named after you,
and
that's
the fact
the dream.
That you love the restaurant.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
This is better than your Hall of Fame. This is it.
This is the pinnacle. So, Courtney Cronin and I will be doing the show together Tuesday morning.
Two David Kaplans. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take it right now. So that'll be a lot of fun. 312-332-3776 right now. Caller 10. Let's do this. Caller 10 right now. 312-332-3776. You will get a package worth $250 to Hawthorne Racecourse. What were we talking about, by the way? We were... something when you jumped in with the menu item.
I couldn't tell you. I was taken by the fact that there's the David Kaplan on the menu. So, yeah, you're going to have to rescue me.
Right. I wanted to talk about... So, Robert Quinn met the media in Philadelphia and was asked his opinion on the emotional response that Roquan Smith had. Here is Robert Quinn.
Well, that's my guy. I wrote, you know... You can say like a little brother, you know. Got there, you know. We didn't know each other, and for whatever reason, we became pretty cool. And, you know, like I said, we became pretty tight as friends. And, you know, just to see that reaction, you know, it really just shows the love, that we have, you know, to take a teammate and turn him into a brother. You know, you don't get to do that too often. So, you know, to take, a teammate and turn him into a brother just shows how much you care about each other. And, of course, no one likes change anyway. And, you know.
So there you go, Robert Quinn talking to the Philadelphia media. And then this morning, the news comes. Robert Quinn said, I'm in. I'm playing. They were going to give him this week off to learn the defense. And he just got No. I'm ready to go. Let's go. So, pretty cool. See how he plays.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah,
I dig it.
I do too.
I think the Bears got everything they could out of Robert Quinn in this season. You know, it's the dirty part of the football business, right? Having to move on from veteran guys that you really respect. But there's no doubt that that's where this team was. They were able to get his leadership, his experience, and all that kind of stuff as much as they could in training camp while he was there, while he was participating first couple weeks. You move him for a fourth rounder. That's not terrible, even if it is the last pick in the fourth round because the Eagles are so good.
312-332-3776. Congrats to Matt and Gary. He just got the Hawthorne package. Also, when Luke Getsy met the media yesterday, he was... I enjoyed hearing what he had to say because you could tell he's getting more comfortable in the gig. Like, he looks around and I think he goes, wow, we don't have a ton of talent here. And he's trying to learn what Justin could do. This is not an overnight process, and he's never been an OC. He's been an offensive coach with one of the greatest players in the history of the position in Aaron Rodgers. Now he comes in and goes, I don't have Aaron Rodgers. And I don't have very good talent around him, so I'm learning. So I think we have to cut Luke Getsy a little slack as he learns what they can and can't do. Agreed?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I mentioned it 2 days ago when we were talking. I think you can be happy that this first-time offensive coordinator who doesn't have one of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever played and some weapons like Davante Adams – I think you can be happy that he made his changes, that he's adjusted, that he's, you know, kind of given this offense, at least last week against the Patriots, some answers for what they can't accomplish in other places. I think you can also ask, why did it take this long? You know, did it take this long because of things that you expected, that Luke Getsy expected, or did it take this long because you were wrong about a few things? I think either answer is okay because it's your first year, because you're learning, because you're rebuilding. But you kind of want to know that answer, you know, don't you?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to see how he'd answer that question if he actually would toward the end of the year?
Yes. I would love to know at the end of the year, whatever the record is. At the end of the year, I just want to go, that is our guy. Or that is not our guy. One or the other. And I'm hoping that he's our guy. And I think he will be our guy. I just want to know for sure, because then it allows you to do so many more things in free agency and in the draft.
Yeah, it lets you move back in the draft or makes you jump up for a quarterback, depending on, you know, exactly where that pick is, doesn't it? I mean, that's the biggest decision a front office can make, period, end of story.
Yes, 100%. 312-332-3776. The Friday folder is coming up after this, plus Tom Brady and Giselle news. Yes, there is news this morning. Yes, it will be in the folder, so we'll get to it. It's all coming up next.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Waddle's favorite song right there. It is the Friday Folder. where we get the stuff we just didn't have time to do. Usually Hoodie's talking so much that we can't get to all of the stuff that we have on our list. So that's why we created the Friday folder. Here's Snorley.
All right, I want to start with the news that just broke. I had this scheduled here anyway because it was reported late last night that Giselle had issued Tom Brady an ultimatum. If you keep playing football, I'm gone for good. Well, about 20 minutes ago, some news broke that the couple is filing for divorce.
No. Not filing. It's final. They filed a long time ago. It's final.
No. The headline right now is they will file for divorce today. They were separated. They're filing for divorce today. They hired attorneys a few weeks ago.
What I'm reading is that they have agreed and that the final papers will be filed today. They have hammered out both property settlement and custody and have come to terms. The divorce, they have reached a settlement ending their marriage. The divorce documents will formally be filed, ending the marriage, period. They're so done.
The question for me
is... last night's ultimatum was BS.
The
that
question for me is not about the Brady-Giselle divorce. It's not about... Obviously, what's happening in his personal life is what's happening in his personal life. I'm setting that aside. When you talk about what we saw on the field last night and what we've seen this season from Brady, is there some joy to be had in his downfall?
Absolutely not. I didn't like him when he was with New England because I don't like New England. And I looked at them as the evil empire. When he got to Tampa and started showing his fun side and all of it, yeah, I'm saddened for him. As someone who's gone through that process, it's no fun for either side. And I'm sad to see them on the outs, but that's his personal business. So, no, there's no joy in seeing him struggle.
I think as an older millennial, right, I watched all of the Manning Brady battles, right? I mean that's the quarterback matchup that defined my generation of NFL fandom, right? I mean nothing was bigger than Manning and Brady, right? That was it. I'm ready for a changing of the guard in a very real way, you know, whether it's Herbert or Mahomes or Allen or anything like that. I'm ready for it. I enjoy that. I find this really tough to get any. I would probably be in a different place if I didn't know that the guy was, you know, that he and his wife were filing for divorce. Like, I just feel bad. I'm not rooting for that in any way. That just kind of sucks. So it's all gone. All that joy is gone. I'm not rooting for marriages to break up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the personal life stuff, I don't want to get into. I am finding a little bit of joy in watching him flounder on the field. And he, as a Patriots fan, he was my favorite athlete of all time. But seeing Mr. Perfect look like he does right now, I am finding a little bit of joy in that.
Yeah, I don't know why you would. I don't know why people want to see other people fail, but I guess that's the pathetic side of our society. Shay.
All right, I want to ask about a guy who's nicknamed the world's dirtiest man. He's an Iranian hermit. He had not taken a shower for more than 60 years. He took his first wash in 60 years at the behest of people in his community because they said it was getting in the way of him having friends, and they wanted him to be more social in the community. He was 94 years old, so they gave him a wash. Immediately after the shower, he fell ill, and he passed away.
Oh, my God!
Like that. That's what? Horrific.
Those are bad friends. What are you doing? He was an actual hermit. Like he was choosing to be a hermit. And they were like, no, your life choices aren't cool with us. You need to shower and have friends. And then he died. That's a bad town. That's a tough place to live.
I think that, look, it wasn't that they were asking him to do something so outrageous. They're asking him to take a shower.
So
no, they were asking him to stop being a hermit. They wanted him to have friends.
So in his life, there was a Times report in 2014 that he would eat roadkill and he smoked a pipe filled with animal excrement. And his belief was that cleanliness would make him ill and kill him. I guess he was right.
He was 94,
listen,
too.
I like being right more than maybe anything else in the world. That is a tough way to win.
Yeah. Plus, he is 94. When you smoke animal excrement and you eat roadkill, I guess your body is at some point going to reject it.
Yeah, but at 94, you'd have thought it'd be like 49. Like if that was the guy's lifestyle, he was defying all odds. Or maybe it was making him stronger, better, faster.
That's pretty amazing. 60 years without a shower. I take like two a day minimum. Like, this dude didn't shower once in 60.
You got to up your roadkill eating. That's you got to up your numbers.
You got to smoke more pipes with animal excrement in them.
That's right. That's the way you could live. A half taxidermied fox.
Jeez.
I mean, this guy was doing it. He lived to 94. That's pretty good.
He might have found the secret.
God bless him.
He wins.
Check.
All right, a 42-year-old man has over 4 million likes on TikToks. He went 314 days. Every single day he would post a TikTok, and he would pose as a dead body. This got him a job on CSI Vegas as a corpse.
Where is he posing? In public places?
Like different spots?
He said he was trying to perfect his art. He was looking to make it more authentic every time he posted. He wanted to be the most authentic acting dead body. And it ultimately got him a job as a corpse on CSI Vegas.
Was it gruesome? Is he like doing the gore and stuff, or is he just laying out somewhere?
So the photos in the article, I have to find the TikToks. The photo in his art in this article are from the CSI Vegas, and it is gruesome. It's like the makeup doing the autopsy where he's been opened up and resealed.
But he's not like on his TikToks. He's not just like bringing back planking, right? Like he's doing a little bit more than just laying down in places.
Like he has gore coming out of him, I assume.
Okay. You got to figure. Otherwise, blood. There's hundreds of guys out there just laying down in places hoping to get on CSI, right? I mean, you got to do something to stand out.
He said, so rather than laying face down, I kind of turned over on my side and played dead. He did this on a sidewalk. So he was basically playing possum all over the world to try and look dead. And then his final quote in this article, I thought if I was creative enough playing an unalive person, I could get the attention of a television show or a movie production company. And how about that? It worked.
I had no idea that's something you could be creative in doing.
Right.
That's my thought. Like 314 days, there's only so many ways that you can act dead.
I actually did not know that the bodies on that show were actually real people. I just thought they were mannequins.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, listen, bit players make their lives playing dead bodies on CSI, right? I mean, listen, it's craft services. You get the whole meal. It's probably rent for a week, right? It's a big deal.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that could be a job. But he's good at it. Shay.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's quite good at it. This ends on kind of a sad note, but it's relevant to our industry, and I believe this is Cap's worst nightmare. A radio host who does a morning show in the United Kingdom passed away on the air.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Wait. Was he doing his show at the time? Were they at break?
I read the article earlier. They had to cut mid-song. They just shut the show off because they said he had a heart attack, and he passed away on the air during his show.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
That's
truly awful.
Like, you know how people say, oh, he died doing what he loves? You know the phrase?
Yeah.
The tweet that the station put out said he died doing what he loved.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't want to die behind the mic. I don't. Like, I don't want to be only remembered as, that guy died doing what I want to. If that moment comes, I'd rather my family's with me or in my sleep.
I have to read this. Someone in our Twitch chat, Carmen Carcino, said, talk about a heart out.
No.
Wow.
Hit the post.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's awful. That is an awful way. He meant, I'm just telling you. Bam.
It says he died while presenting his daily segment on the air. Imagine during a soda read, like Cap just hits the keyboard.
Yeah, like imagine me just ranting about something.
Are your final words going to be take that?
Take that. Boom. Cap?
That's a mic drop, Cap.
That would be.
That's a mic drop.
Could you imagine a worse place to die than at work? That's got to be the worst.
No, there's far worse.
Well, sure, but like none of the, but you can't do for like the, you know, like the shipwrecks or fire, you know, just like of natural causes, you know, more or less, right? You're going at work.
Connor, I asked this question to Shay. We don't have time to do it now. We'll do it another day.
All right.
Eaten alive by a shark or mauled by a bear, by a grizzly bear. That was a Bill Simmons thing. I got to give him credit. But I saw it, and I'm like, that's a great topic.
That is a good one. I've got an answer to
it. It's a good podcast topic, probably.
I think I'm with you next week.
I think it's mauled by a bear.
I think it's mauled by a bear.
Mauled by a bear?
Mauled by a bear. At least
if you get attacked
game.
By a shark, you might drown. I don't want to drown.
No, you want to be.
Just generally say that drowning is a fairly peaceful way to go.
I doubt it. Maybe if you're not being attacked by a shark at the same time.
That just can't be true.
I've heard it feels like you're on fire.
Drowning?
Yeah, like your lungs are like being lit on fire.
Hold your breath for a couple minutes. Let me know how it feels. Not great. Like, I can't imagine that gets better.
Wow. We play a game on this show. We don't have time for this either, called Funeral. Do you know that game?
I don't know Funeral.
We give you a name and ask if you'd go to their funeral. To someone in your life. So someday.
Oh, man. Yes, that's morbid.
It's fun. Anyway, Tracy Butler is going to stop and give us the weekend weather. We played it with her before. Yeah, we may spring it on her again next. Tracy Butler brought to you by Shady Rays. She gets us the weekend weather. She'll tell us about Dallas. And I have a question for Tracy.
Oh, gosh.
Did you go to John Coleman's funeral?
Oh, my gosh. Would you stop?
Oh, God.
Why in the world are you? Why? This is what we're starting with?
Yeah.
Why?
Like a Ryan Shiverini, would you go to his?
Why?
Just asking.
But why do we have to discuss this? The weather is so beautiful. We're going to have a mainly nice weekend, and you want to start with this?
Just asking. It's called funeral or no funeral.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know we were I was not informed we were playing this game today.
A Megan Glaros.
Oh, my gosh. Would you stop? I can't believe you're saying all these people's names, and it makes me sad.
They're alive. You should be happy.
I know, but still... I don't want you to talk about them in that context.
A Baskerville? Steve
Would
Baskerville? Really nice guy.
Can Bleck and Abdallah get in here? I want to talk to them. Do I have to sit here with this? Oh, my gosh. Help.
Well, how about an idler?
Me. Help John me. Idler. Okay. We have a beautiful day in store for us today. And by the way, it's been pouring in Dallas. It's really? Been very wet around the Dallas area. Yes, it's
what
been
about
rainy.
Sunday?
Sunday looks great. Nice. Sunday will be kickoff, probably going to be about 66 degrees and sunny and dry.
66 so, and sunny
yeah.
and dry. Okay.
Yeah, looks good there. Looks good here. I mean, I know you don't like October. I don't know how you feel about November, but Cap, early next week, as we get into November, we may have some days that hit 70 around here. Here.
What's your bonus?
I know. Take it is a bonus.
We'll take those bonus days. So, November's my birthday month. So.
Oh, that's right.
Don't like the month.
Do we have? You don't like the month? Why? Because it's your birthday?
No, because of the weather.
Oh, okay.
Give me June, July, August, September.
But look at this October. The Halloween is going to be wonderful. So for towns that have their trick-or-treat hours on Monday, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Kids don't have to wear heavy coats under their costumes or on top of their costumes. So buy more candy. That's my advice, because there might be more kids out.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, no. No! No!
No, it's not one of those. What kind of candy do you give out at the Butler household?
Okay, so every year I make a treat bag, and you get 7 things in a treat bag.
What are
Whoa.
They?
Whoa.
Oh, Shay, are you coming over? Was that you?
That was Connor.
Oh, was that Connor?
That's
oh, that
me.
Was Connor! Connor,
that's awesome!
Oh, my gosh!
Hi.
Come over.
Seven things.
What do you give out?
Yeah, seven? But it's... That's yeah, awesome. But it's like a bag of M&Ms. It's like a little bag of pretzels. You know, it's a lot of the miniature stuff, but I put seven things in.
See, when I gave out the candy, my wife would buy the bags of the minis.
Yes.
And hand, you know, each kid got a cup. I'm like, that's so lame. You buy the king-size Snickers bar, like the full-size bars.
Okay, that must be a guy thing because my husband does the same thing. So we end up sometimes giving out... toward the end of the night, like a bag and a full-size bar.
That's awesome.
So.
Yeah. I remember we went, I'm not a huge, I never was a fan of Halloween, not a big fan of it. But I remember going trick-or-treating and this one lady would give out this little bag with pennies in it. I'm like, okay, how weak is that?
What about so Connor? Awful. What does he like? What does he give out?
You know, we don't have a lot of trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood. We've got the whole walk-up situation going on. It's like a 9-year-old that lives in the building. So my wife was, you know, she's amazing. She gave the, you know, like a Halloween bucket, you know, down there with some candy and some toys and stuff. So she's got that to walk around the neighborhood with, that kind of thing. I've got a nephew now. He's like 2.5 and he just went to, have you guys heard about this? It's a trunk or treat.
Yes. That's
I
big.
Never heard about these things. So I was FaceTiming with my brother and my sister-in-law and the nephew, and he's walking around in his little Cookie Monster costume at this trunk or treat, going up to the, you know, the trunks of these people's car, and they've got him decked out with like all kinds of like Halloween decorations, and one had like a facade of a house that was propped up underneath the hood or the trunk lift of the car. It was really, really cool. It was a very cool thing for little kids to run around. And, you know, you don't have to go around the whole neighborhood and, you know, the 2.5-year-old's not running a mile to get all the candy. It's just up and down the parking lot and you're good to go.
All right. We got to get to the Cap and J Hood Chicago Cut Steakhouse cut of the day. Try the burger for lunch. It is spectacular. Hand-packed. It is awesome. Here it is.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
You know, locked-in nutrition thing. I'm almost 33 pounds down this morning. 32, whatever. It's just stupid. And I got it over the summer, and I ate it. I went, oh, my God, this is better than sex.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That's right. Tomorrow, I get the cherry cream cheese coffee cake at the farmer's market up in Wisconsin. Ladies, they're not even open tomorrow, the stand. They're done for the year.
Yeah.
I called them. She's a school bus driver up in Oshkosh.
Okay.
She's baking 10 of them for me, an entire tray, packaging them. She goes, all you do is double Ziploc them. They'll go right in your freezer. You'll have these whenever you need them till we're back next spring.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm crushing it.
You're special.
How about, I'm paying for it.
I know, but
she's
still,
taking care of
that's
me.
Really get going out of her way.
Yes, I'm going to meet her and her husband. They're going to take care of it. Bam. I'm eating it tomorrow.
Take that.
Better than sex. Almost. Tracy, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
All right, Connor. We'll see you, man. Thanks for filling
see
in.
See you, Cappy. You got it.
Be good. Black and Abdallah are next. Take that from Chicago.